Your injury report, just an update here, will not practice today. Cordy Glenn, Zay Jones, and then also one to add to the list will be Chantrell Henderson. Cordy and Zay will be out for the game, and Chantrell will be listed as questionable. Limited today will be Clay, Charles Clay and EJ, and then both will be listed as questionable for the game. So with that, we'll open it up.
What is Chantrell's injury?
Yeah, just honestly, recently this morning, just a little bit of a back, tweaked his back a little bit.
Are you still a running team? I mean, they've led the league in rushing the last 2 years. Now it seems like they're not, it's not quite the same identity. But do you look at yourself that way?
I do. Yeah, I do. I honestly do. You know, I know they led the league. You know, we're looking to win games. You know, so whatever that takes. Like I've said before, honestly, just you know, we run it once a game. We run it 100 times a game. Whatever it takes to win the game, and that's what we're really looking to do.
Sean, when it comes to the development of Deion Dawkins, how far is he come, and what have you seen from first snap he took week one as a rookie fresh out of water to now as we cross the midway point?
Yeah, I've been impressed with the way he's come into the league. I mean, his mindset, his approach, he's an aggressive player. He really fits our personality up front, what we want to be all about up front and as an offensive unit. He's bounced around, played different positions. That's been a challenge, but he's embraced that challenge the whole way. So, and really, to this point, he's played just about 50% of the snaps, and then Cordy played 51%, I believe it was, so give or take. So, you know, tomorrow's game or Sunday's game will not be anything new for him as far as that goes.
Do you notice him more comfortable? I know left side was his natural position, did all the work at the right side leading into the season, but have you noticed him kind of fall back in? Seems more natural on that left side?
I would say to your point, slightly yes. You know, he does seem natural on that side. He's worked both sides, and he's played guard also. So, and you saw that over the course of his college career just about too, where he played some different positions there also. So anytime you can find a guy that has that type of position flexibility, that's a good thing.
How much of a benefit do you see just presence of Kelvin Benjamin Sunday having to the with the other receivers? Do you think there'll be something noticeable where cover teams are just going to have to, the opponent's going to be forced to pay more attention?
Yeah, I don't know, Vic. I think that'll be somewhat interesting. And as we, you know, it's new for us as well in that regard. It's just to see how we're going to now get defended as opposed to how we were defended before, maybe. Again, one person does not make a team. You know, I've tried to establish that. So it'll be interesting to see how he integrates into what we do. And then to your point, how other teams defend us in the different looks. So, you know, we'll just be ready to, we need to be ready to adjust to how we're being defended when Kelvin's out there.
I understand coverage and everything else. A lot of other factors will determine this, but is there in the course of preparing Tyrod Taylor to now work with this new receiver, the idea that his Benjamin's style clearly or his gift is challenging for those contested balls that you urge your quarterback, or do you urge your quarterback to put more of those types of passes in his direction?
Well, we want him to go through his progression, and whatever that progression is on that particular play, go through the progression, trust the system, and yet also know the different skill sets of the weapons we have out there. And in this case, Kelvin, as you mentioned, contested balls. You know, he does a good job of coming up typically with those contested balls. So, and I'm sure Tyrod, and we've spoken about that, Tyrod's very aware of that, like he is with the rest of the players and their specific skill sets as well.
It speaks to the fact that Tyrod has the lowest interception percentage, I think, in the history of this league, and that part of the reason is he doesn't attempt.
Well, what you know, you could say in certain situations, maybe that's the case. I like the fact that we haven't turned the ball over. You know, there's a give and take there as well, honestly, when you look at it. So, but over the years, Kelvin has come down with those contested balls, and you know, I think it'll be a good thing for our offense.
Coach, I know Kelvin only played a quarter before getting hurt against the Saints team back in week three, but can you quantify the value, if at all, of that tape, seeing how they played him for that quarter of play in a different offensive scheme?
You know, it's a different scheme, you know, different game. There's probably a little bit of, you know, feel on both sides of that for Kelvin and for them. You know, this will be
a
A little bit, maybe a little bit how they defended him, maybe. Yeah, a little bit. We looked at that game. You know, Kelvin, I think it was midway through the first half, you know, went out of the game. So, but overall, it may be a little bit of takeaway.
And then, Coach, with Henderson, I know you said he's questionable for this weekend, but with Glenn out, are you hoping he can get back to be your swing tackle this weekend?
We are. Yeah, we are. You know, if not, then you know, we'll have a plan ready to go. So, but. We'll just take it one day at a time right now.
Coach, Matt Milano snaps for down to 10, obviously because Ramon came back. But with this team and how they spread the ball out to their backs and they're fast, would this be a situation where you might want to have him on the field even a little bit more, maybe even rotate those linebackers and keep them fresh because they do so much on offense?
Right. You know, we're comfortable and confident with Matt and as well as Ramon and Lorenzo. And so, you know, we're going to, you know, put the best players out there that we think are going to give us a chance to be successful. And certainly, like I said, have a lot of confidence in Matt. You know, what he's done to this point, both special teams and defense, has been impressive.
On that note, there's a, I think, perception that because it's Drew Brees and the Saints, they love to throw the ball vertically, but actually they do a lot of underneath stuff. They really get it to their guys in space. Can you kind of just speak to, like, tackling in the open field, especially considering how tackling was not as good as you wanted it, obviously, last week in the run game, but this week, after the screen, passing game, tackling in the open field, how important that is.
Right. No, they do a good job. You know, offensively, like I said earlier in the week, Sal, that, you know, they make you adjust to their personnel groupings. They make you adjust to their tempo. They play fast offensively. Drew does a lot of, you know, selling the defense with his eyes, with the pump fake and some of that type of good stuff. He uses the check down extremely well. I mean, he is as advertised, and so is the offense. So when that happens, what typically accompanies that is thinking and playing not up to the speed you're capable of or teams are capable of, and then you see the tackling that shows up in space, and that's, you know, that's the stress that they put on a defense.
What's the toughest game you've ever played against Peyton and Brees?
Which one has been the toughest? You know, there's so many. You know, we've gone back and forth, and that you guys documented that earlier in the week here. You know, I don't think there's any one in particular. I mean, they've all been a challenge. You know, they've come out on top at times, and then we've come out on top other times. So it's been a fun battle, good competition, and interesting. I've learned a lot through those situations.
When was it that Cordy started feeling sore again?
You know, over the weekend a little bit, you know, some soreness showed up. You know, so that's where it first came into play.
They say ability is availability a lot of times. When does Cordy Glenn, as the highest paid lineman in the history of this team, when does his position here for the future start to become a little perilous?
You know, well, we want to get Cordy back on the field. That's the first priority. And, you know, we're working hard, and he's working hard to do that. So, at this point, we've got to control what we can control, and the same thing for Cordy.